Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We need a good budget speech today, don't we? That's important that we get a good, solid budget speech. Sandile Swan is a political analyst. I want to know if we are going to get what we hope for. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. The budget speech, what can we anticipate?
First of all, we can accept ahead of time that the performance of the mining sector has increased tax revenue into the coffers of the National Treasury. Now, the question is, where is that money going to go to? You've heard them starting to say they could, the 350 cash grant to assist individuals who are suffering under COVID is going to be increased. Others are saying perhaps it could be used, some of it at least, to reduce the debt, the over indebtedness at Eskom. But certainly we must hear some announcement as to what the state is going to do about energy. Because there are clear signs that the economy is totally, totally depressed, partly because of the major shortages of energy for every type of activity and every type of business. So there should be something there. There should be something that goes into infrastructure, economic infrastructure that will stimulate the economy. Economists tell us clearly that if that is done, then it has the potential of increasing both the GDP as well as the income taxes eventually that will come into the state. That is a good thing. If money, even if money is borrowed, if it is used for good speed construction of economic infrastructure,
right,
it increases the GDP. It does not necessarily just increase the indebtedness.
So in fact, so what that's doing obviously is just adding fuel. It's supporting businesses. It's creating jobs. It's starting a flow of cash within the environment, which obviously benefits everybody.
Yes, another thing that is there is that, I mean, our consumers are cash strapped. The prices of fuel are out of control. So he may comment on it, either comment that he's not going to do anything, but he has to say something about that.
Almost just
acknowledge
it. He has
to say something. He has to say something about pensions, because people, these retirement funds and all that, because people are so cash strapped that they want to withdraw some, have a facility to withdraw some of their pension for immediate cash flow reasons. So there is a lot of, and on top of that, he has got to say, what is it going to do in terms of financially helping the distressed SMME businesses? Because many families have got small businesses that are struggling without access to working capital, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those are some of the issues to ease the financial pressure among the families, the households themselves.
It's quite a difficult budget in the sense that that is one aspect, is easing pressure for people. But the other aspect is the longer term view, or no, not a longer term view, a more sustainable view. So the one thing is obviously to put cash into people's pockets immediately so that they can continue to live. But without stimulating the economy so that the more jobs are created, it is a very, very slippery slope to further issues, don't you think?
Yes, it goes back to where you and I started, that the biggest question that this economy has faced in its strategy, certainly since 2009, has been that it has not been able to invest enough money in productive infrastructure. The government has not led the increase, the rapid increase. All projects are delayed or actually postponed indefinitely, underfunded, all sorts of things are happening like that. So the time now is for government to make decisive, large-scale investment in productive economic infrastructure, and projects have got to happen fast. So once you get into that groove, the expenditure by household, because you've got to to balance the expenditure versus the savings. Savings are important to do investments, but savings can also be excessive. So you got to stimulate the demand, you've got to stimulate consumption as well. So the issue for us is not about the problems of consumption. The issue is that the state in particular has not been investing enough. And let me quickly add that you must invest in infrastructure that you are willing to protect. Because right now our railways are stripped, Eskom and Telkom lines are being stripped, and so on. And so you building this side, you are destroying on the other side.
The president referred during SONA a number of times to the red tape and to the fact that it's been quite cumbersome for businesses to invest and to actually put their money to work. He seems to have assured, or he wanted to try and assure the people of the country, that he would be trying to minimize red tape. Are we going to see anything like that in the budget speech? Is the budget speech the right place to showcase that?
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, Howard, I don't know if I spoke about this here, but unfortunately, from my perspective, it's probably at least 34 years in this country that we've been talking about the red tape that is hindering business and not doing anything about it. So there is scope, and I'm speaking subject to correction, but I think I can say this with 95% confidence, that if you look at the list whereby suppliers, if you are a supplier, a small business supplying government, chances are you will be paid within the stipulated 30 days if you are supplying the Western Cape government. Elsewhere, you are taking a big risk. It might take you a year to get your money out of government. So that is not even red tape itself, because if one province can do it successfully within existing laws, it means the others is just basic incompetence and unwillingness to do the job. The other thing that is there in South Africa is that you start a business and the returns you have to submit to government every month are so many, and you are not even yet experienced and equipped enough to be filling in all these returns to SARS, returns to everywhere. And I think those things have got to be rounded up or eliminated altogether. The idea that we are going to be creating all sorts of compliance burdens, all sorts of taxes for small businesses needs to be abolished. And I'm hoping Godongwana is going to start to move in that direction and not be greedy to milk businesses, emerging businesses that they don't even know how to build, that this government doesn't even know how to build.
Are you hopeful about this budget speech?
The budget speech, in as far as conservative budget speech go, it will be fine. But where we've lacked since around 2009 has been aggressive infrastructure-led budget, where government actually says, I've got engineering capacity, I've got project management capacity, and I'm going to spend billions upon billions expanding the economic infrastructure. The ideas that Godongwana might be tempted to adhere to are austerity measures, which are extremely dangerous for South Africa.
And that is something that that we will need to keep an eye on. Well, we will see soon enough. Sandile Swan, a political analyst, giving us his thoughts of what we can anticipate and what we certainly hope to anticipate from the budget speech later today. Thank you. As always, it is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.